Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is the Pulse of St. Louis.
Welcome to the Pulse of St. Louis. I'm Shirley Washington. Tonight, we take a closer look at a unique retail competition underway in St. Louis. The Meadows at Lake St. Louis has kicked off Retail Next, a competition designed to find the next big thing in retail. Contestants will pitch their ideas before a distinguished panel of judges, investors, and mentors during the competition. And get this, the winner will receive, among other things, a build-out allowance and free rent for up to 1 year at the Meadows at Lake St. Louis. That is so awesome. Joining me now, Alyssa Kirko. She is the general manager of the Meadows at Lake St. Louis. And three of the 12 judges, Stacy Taubman. She is founder and CEO of the Rise Collaborative. Nordy Cohen, he is CEO of Musselvania. And Martin Snyder, professor of retail at Washington University. Thank you all so much for being here. I appreciate it. I'm excited about this conversation.
Yeah.
So, Alyssa, just fill me in and tell me, how did this competition come about?
So, the owners are out of New York, and you know, New York's always doing cool things. They're trying to show us up. St. Louis, too. Hey, St. Louis, too, right? I know. Well, I always say, step back. We got this. Midwest knows how to do it, too. So, actually, one of the owners and I sat down. We've been trying to come up with this. It's been about a year almost until we actually got it off the ground. So it was something we kind of were like, we love Shark Tank. How can we make this cooler? How can we fill the retail spaces in a different way? Because the malls aren't what they used to be. Obviously, it's ever evolving, ever changing. Yeah. There's always a lot of things going on. So we wanted to know what's out there that we haven't found. Mm. So that's where this came from.
Awesome. Yeah. And then we talked about free rent. Yeah. For up to a year?
Yeah, I think people are scared. You know, they might run a business out of their basement. They do pop-ups. They do vendor fairs. They're on Etsy. They're in collaborative spaces. But they're like, oh, I can't go into a brick and mortar. I can't afford that. Okay, well, we're going to get all of that out of the way for you. We're going to give you rent for a year because I think that's everyone's scary pants way to get in there. Mm-hmm. We're going to help you with marketing. We're going to help you with development. And they're like, well, how do we help these people get off the ground? Let's find 12 awesome judges that have been there and done that and help develop it up.
Awesome. So as judges, what are you looking for? Stacy, let's start with you first.
Yeah, you know, it's been really interesting to watch how brick and mortar and retail has changed. Mm-hmm. You know, so much these days is about experiential opportunities. Right. And so how do we take the traditional retail and get a new spin on it? So I'm really excited to see what is the next idea that draws people in a different way.
But what's different? What's new? Marty, what will appeal to you? What do you think is new and what will be successful?
You know, I think that there's a lot to be said for originality and creating an original story, finding the story, whatever that little nugget is, and building on that. People want to attach to stories. They want to be part of something. So as people have concepts about new ideas for new retail, have a good story and be able to tell it and show it. And I think that there's an opportunity to do that.
Professor Snyder, how does one know if they have a good idea?
Well, they really don't know until they test it. And that's one of the purposes of this contest, because it will allow those people out there that are aspiring to be entrepreneurs and retailers an opportunity, free opportunity, really, to test it. And the ultimate test is whether customers like it or not, not whether your mother likes it.
right, or your spouse or your best friend.
Customers have to like it.
Which is another great thing about customers. So we're allowing, when it comes down to the end, to let the customers, the people who are going to shop there and to support it, to vote and help pick who the winner's going to be. It's not going to just be me in a room going, this is what I like, they're going to win. It's, I can't support it single-handedly. I'll try, but we'll let the community vote, which is really nice about that, because in Shark Tank, you don't really get to do that.
Right, absolutely. So there's also a build-out allowance.
Yes.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we don't want to put a dollar amount on it, because we don't know who that winner's going to be. It could be an ice cream shop. It could be a putt-putt course. We don't know what it could be. So we don't know how big of a space, how small of a space. We don't know what that's going to contain. So we want to, you know, I don't want to say it's this dollar amount and then that freak people out. We want to give every single person the opportunity to enter to win. Mm-hmm.
So tell me about the structure of the competition, Marty. I mean, what is the process like?
Well, I mean, conceptually, they're going to submit their idea. They're going to have an opportunity to work with mentors and judges, and then put it together and show us what it looks like, and we'll take it from there.
And that's the part I'm most excited about. They're coming to Rice Collaborative here shortly and get to be interacting with all of us and be mentored. I wouldn't be here today if people like Maxine Clark and Susan Sherman, who are on the judging panel, didn't help me along the way. So I think that's really where the opportunity lies, even more so than the free rent.
Yeah. And as she just mentioned, Maxine Clark, of course, the founder of Build-A-Bear Workshop, she is one of the judges among so many others. And we want to talk about that. What will the judges do in terms of mentorship for the contestants? Professor Snyder.
First of all, we all have a lot of experience in retail, not only as shoppers, but as retailers or those that have a face-to-face relationship with the customer. And so we can put it through whatever filter we have, and each of us has an individual kind of filter. But basically, we're able to say, you know, this makes sense, this might resonate, oh, I've seen something like this elsewhere because we all travel, or this is a completely new idea that, wow, this really could be great. And so having mentors, having those folks meeting and interacting with the contestants is a learning experience, which is really, for many, will be invaluable. That may be the best part of the whole thing, is to get the kind of expertise that the judges bring to the relationship with the contestants. Yeah.
Well, as you know, research shows 50% and in some cases more of new businesses fail during the first year or first 5 years. So is that support system going to be there with the winner throughout the process and for the long haul and not just during the competition, Stacey?
I mean, I would like to say so. I was a teacher, and going from being a teacher to entrepreneur has been such a journey. And if there weren't people lifting me up, I wouldn't be here today. So my big thing is giving back. And so whether they want me or not, I'll be here. I don't plan to stop mentoring them.
They're seriously stuck with me. Yeah. So we'll be there every day. Right. So yeah, we support, the Meadows is very supportive. We try to be the community of Lake St. Louis. So the one thing I like to say, we support all of our businesses, whether they're a national retailer or they're a family-owned business. We try to support them all equally. We have a big marketing budget. We do, you know, 20 to 25 huge events a year. We just try to bring the shopper in. So we have that one-on-one. Like, I can walk by every store. I know everybody's names. They all know who are. That's awesome. When I came from the big, you know, indoor malls, it just wasn't how it was. And so it's kind of changed. So, yeah, the winner stuck with me. So.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's
a good thing.
Yeah.
So tell me about the Meadows and how is it different from the malls that we see?
So it's an outdoor lifestyle center. I don't like to call it a mall. I like to be fancy.
Oh, lifestyle center. Nice.
Moving up there. So we, it's beautiful. If you've never been there, it's off 40 in Lake St. Louis before the 40-70 interchange. But we have five different buildings, brick sidewalks, just lots of landscaping. We actually have, we call it the famous Clock Tower Center. I don't know if it's famous.
It is now.
It is in my book. So. Yeah, so we have concerts there. There's a clock tower. So everything is surrounded that. So the whole mall surrounds it. We're building 219 apartments right now. So you'll be able to live there. There's a new spa opening up and the owner is actually renting. So she literally is going to live, work, eat, play. She's going to do everything. We're trying to be the center of Lake St. Louis. And the city of Lake St. Louis has really let us do that. They've adopted us and they've helped with our events, and it's just a very big community feel, which is what I love.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more, Marty, about what the winner has to bring with him or her besides a great idea or a great concept. I mean, does it have to come with a team of investors or marketers? Tell me about that.
So, you know, there's a spirit of entrepreneurialism that I think people need to embrace. And I think creating your own business and having the idea of saying, I'm going to do something on my own, it's a risk, but it's also the reward of trying something new. And I think, you know, one of the things that happens for people is they think, well, I'll just get a good job and then I'll work for somebody and they'll tell me what to do. Right. This is an opportunity to kind of be who you are, to show that you can reach out and do that. And I think that having the ability to get that free rent and try the concept is pretty phenomenal.
Professor Snyder, as you know, being a former CEO, it takes a lot of work to run a business and to make it successful. So what do these entrepreneurs have to bring to the table to make sure that their business is going to be a success?
Well, first of all, it's passion. And they really have to have passion for the idea and believe in the idea and be willing to confront naysayers with a positive attitude, with a can do, I can do this. But in addition to that, retail is detail, and it means taking care of a whole bunch of little nagging details that you don't think about if you just walk into a store.
Like what?
Somehow.
Like what? Give us some examples.
How the display is going to work, how many SKUs, or I'm sorry, how many
items
of inventory you need, what price points do I need, what all the questions that a retailer normally answers. They have to be some familiarity with it. Not that you can't tweak it or you can push them or drive, but basically, how do you execute this idea? You've had an idea, you see a void in the market, you see some niche that isn't being covered. And I'm aggravated by that, says the entrepreneur. I think there's really a space for this. That's the first part of it. But after that, you really have to get down and say, how is it going to be executed? What do I need to execute this idea? And there are lots of details that are involved, a business plan. And I think this whole process that we're doing will elicit a lot of that and instruct a lot of these contestants in what it really takes to maximize your chance of success. That 50% is the failure rate, as you quoted earlier.
I think it's higher.
Yeah.
I would say one of the causes of failure is a lack of plan, a lack of a strategy, a lack of the idea itself might be great, but if it isn't executed well, it doesn't work.
Yeah, and I'm going to push back a little bit. I think the plan is so important, but where I think early entrepreneurs go wrong is you have to be so clear in your why, but you have to be flexible in your how and your what. Mm-hmm. Because there's so much you don't know what you don't know until you get in. And I think sometimes people get so rigid in what they're trying to accomplish that they can't take in the feedback. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was starting, I met with Maxine Clark, and she gave me amazing feedback, some of which was hard to hear, you know, and I could have been like, she doesn't know what she's talking about, which clearly she does. And so I had to dust myself off, think about what she was saying, mm-hmm. tweak my plan, and then she's probably a big reason I'm a success today.
That is awesome. Give me a sense, though, of how does one determine, say, for example, price points? How does one determine how much inventory to bring in? Because as you were saying, Professor Snyder, you have to know the details. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know these things, I mean, I'm amazed when I go to restaurants. It's like, how do they know how much food to order? Mm-hmm. How do they know how many drinks to have on, you know, on hand? How do you know that? So, Nordy, how does one know that?
Well, I'm not a retail specialist. I'm a marketing and branding specialist. So I'm not going to make up the answer to that.
I'm going to get Professor Snyder.
My batting average wasn't so great either. I don't know. You don't always know. No. And, of course, an existing retailer has track record, last year's sales. Mm-hmm.
Knows but when you're new, you don't have a track record.
You don't know that. So it's a lot of guesswork. And it's talking to people who are in businesses and in related businesses. Mm-hmm.
And
the mall. And customers, and actually, you know, when you're shopping, what are you looking for? And people often make the mistake of thinking they are the customer. Uh-huh. You know, they fall in love with an idea because it would satisfy them. But does that mean it will have enough of a target market to be successful? Mm-hmm. And being able to think about this as a business and not just your personal wishes is a very important distinction to make.
Mm-hmm. That's something even today with our family-owned businesses, single business owners, they have to, you know, adapt very quickly to what's changing. We just had a bridal store move in. I guess she's been there for about 8 months now, but when she came in, this is what she did at her last place, and this is what worked, and she was doing well, but she's like, we have a whole different line of customers here. So she's totally changed her model, and she's even doubled her profits. Yeah. So it's just a matter of being able to quickly identify what you can change, and that's why, again, myself and marketing, and we know the area, and I'm telling you, whoever the winner is already going to come into this big, huge family of the Meadows. Everyone works with each other. How can we help make them better? We don't want them to leave. We want to be successful. So that's just, I want everyone to realize it's not just a brick and mortar. It's a family and it's an opportunity, and we've got all the support. Even if you don't think you're going to win, you got to enter. Yeah. These people, I just like listening to them. Let's do this. I sat in a room with all of the judges, yeah. and I was ready to walk home, and we were 55 miles away. So they're very, very, awesome. Very, it's very explosive what yeah. they say.
All right, got to take a break. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll tell you when the winner will actually move into the medals, and it's sooner than you think. Stay with us. Back after this.
To hear more, listen to the podcast. Just search for The Pulse of St. Louis.
Welcome back to The Pulse of St. Louis. We're talking about Retail Next. The Meadows at Lake St. Louis is offering this unique competition to find the next big thing in retail. It's incredible. It's incredible. Nordy, we were talking about marketing. Tell me, what does it take when an entrepreneur presents a new concept, a new idea, to make it successful from a marketing standpoint?
You know, so again, you know, the ability to work with people, to talk to people. And I think one of the sort of the elephant in the room is, well, why don't I just sell things online? That's, you know, the one thing that this is the opposite of. And one of the things that we found is that there's a difference between shopping and buying. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to be online and you're clicking and buying, that's what you're doing. But if you're shopping, you're having an opportunity to experience people, to try things, to touch things, and to have that sort of interaction that's validating. And that's one of the things I think that really kind of makes the difference of what this competition's about is you could have an idea and you could try to figure out how to sell it online, but what happens when you can actually talk to people and learn in real time?
And what's the difference? Because each experience is unique.
Very much.
Right, right. So again, just experience overall is much more, you know, influencing than simply just clicking and buying. You can remember people, you can have a relationship with people, you can create a community. You know, there's more that can happen, you know, in real life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, go ahead, professor.
Think about what kind of retail, retail didn't disappear. I mean, we talk about the retail apocalypse and we talk about all of that, but there are many retailers that thrive and despite the conventional wisdom. I mean, why do you go to your neighborhood hardware store? I mean, you can always go to Home Depot or Lowe's, which are tremendous, or Menards, if you want. Mm-hmm. But why do you go to the local? Because there's somebody there who can talk to you, mm-hmm. can walk you through the mm-hmm. experience of replacing an electrical outlet or something, and he's in your neighborhood, he knows you, he knows the kind of houses that are in that neighborhood. Why do you go to a bookstore? Why do you go to Left Bank Books? I mean, you can always go to Barnes & Noble. You can order anything you want on Amazon. You can do all of that. Why do you go to Left Bank Books? Because there's somebody there who's a book lover who can tell you what's next, what this author's all about, what you might want be interested in. And so this whole idea that everybody's going to spend their life buying online is really a myth. I mean, there's certainly a big segment of buying can be done that way, and many staples and a lot of merchandise that you don't invest a lot of your emotions in can be done that way. But if you mm-hmm. shopping, it really does satisfy a lot of emotions, social, community, mm-hmm. interaction, mm-hmm. things like that, that this screen doesn't do.
Well, and you have to give people a reason to come.
Right.
You know? Yeah, go ahead.
And the direct-to-consumer market's really interesting and changing. You know, Warby Parker created all this momentum. Yep. But now it's a very saturated market. So how do you cut through the noise as a new direct-to-consumer brand? And more interesting, Warby Parker and Away and all these other direct-to-consumer brands are now opening retail shops. Yeah. And so this trend is really changing, and it's just interesting to see and watch.
Yeah. One of the things that we didn't talk about, and I think it's important for this conversation, is who can enter the contest? Who can enter? I mean,
you can.
Yeah, well, I know
what's
I can.
Your idea?
But what I'm saying is, do you have to have an existing business in a brick and mortar store, or do you have to have an online business? Do you just have to have a product?
You have to have an idea and know how to sell it.
And you know, as Maxine was talking about, though, you have to think about what you're going to do, what the inventory process is going to be, how you're going to source the goods. It can't just be I'd like to create this and then get there and say I don't really know how to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the majority of the entries we have now are people that are, you know, Etsy, they pop-up shops, vendors, or, you know, they've dabbled here, they're full-time, this is their part-time, they want to get out of that full-time and make that part-time. So we've gotten some great entries, but, I mean, dream big. Mm-hmm. That could be, it could be two or three people getting together and they're like, we can do this, I know this person, this person, this person. So I encourage everyone to enter. And you don't have to be local to St. Louis.
Okay, good point.
You know, one of the things that we've always kind of dabbled in, when I, back in the day, when I worked with the big corporate people, when we would go to Indianapolis, we would go to Chicago, those were the next people who are moving into the St. Louis market. So if there's people there who are doing thriving well in those markets, they're going to thrive and do well in this market. So, hello, we're building 219 apartments. I'm confident we could find you a place to live for that year. You know, like there's different things that could happen. So you don't have to be local. Come from anywhere.
Yeah. And have any idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah. So Nordy, what was it like for you when you started your business? I mean, talk about some of the challenges that you faced. Stacy touched on some when she was saying, you know what, you just don't wake up and say, hey, I'm going to start a business.
Right.
Well, you say that, but then you don't always know how to do it.
Right.
There's a lot to it.
Yeah. Well, I've been in the creative services business for my entire career. And when I started my business, which is in 2003, it was really about knowing that I had clients that I could count on. I could look at my cost of goods. I could look at cost of people, rent, et cetera, sort of balance it all out and know that I was going to at least be able to pay the bills and I was going to be able to sort of begin to get to a positive cash flow number. And once that happens and you start to build on it, then you look for some momentum and you really don't know where your bricks are going to come from. Like you're saying, I said, you don't know what you don't know. And you get there and you just say, but I'm passionate and this is what I believe in. And people believe in you because you believe in yourself. And that, I think, is the most important thing.
I agree.
I think that touches on what Professor Snyder said about having that passion. Yeah.
Yes, well, even if you ask, if Maxine were here, and I know Maxine very well, Maxine came from a background of retailing at the biggest, on the biggest stage. Yeah. And she had this idea, which she developed with a young friend of hers, and she embarked on it, but I can guarantee you that she had 28 missteps the first 6 months.
Right.
You know, we thought this would happen, it didn't happen. They thought this would be delivered, it wasn't delivered. Mm-hmm. We thought this would be the best part of the store, it isn't. We thought our target market would be X, but it turns out to be Y. So until you get open and you actually try to do it, you don't know for sure. And that's what the fabulous thing about this opportunity is, that this gives you an exposure that all the experts, all the family members, everybody else can't give you.
Crucial.
Tell me about your experience, Stacy, starting your business, and tell us about your business.
Yeah, so I opened Rice Collaborative Workspace in St. Louis in 2017. I was a high school math teacher for 12 years prior to that, and my first company was a tutoring coaching company for high school girls, but I hated working from home and sort of crashed and burned. You know, me and Netflix became best friends because I was so scared. I had this idea, I had this passion for helping high school girls, but when you're at home by yourself, it's so lonely and isolating. And while it's not believable, I'm actually a secret introvert. So going to these coffee shops or going to these big networking events, it was overwhelming.
Wow.
So I started interviewing smart, strong, successful women in the community and realized that they wanted what I wanted. They wanted a place to go where everyone knew their name, kind of like what you guys were talking about earlier, that sense of community. I call it the Cheers effect, which I'm realizing dates me. My members in St. Louis sometimes look at me like, Cheers, what are you talking about? But the Cheers effect, when people know your name.
Right.
You know,
friends,
right?
You know,
we're so hardwired.
Name, right?
Yeah, we're so hardwired for connection, right? But we're more disconnected than ever before because we live on our phone. So Rice Collaborative is about building community and connections. Mm-hmm. We opened in St. Louis in 2017. We just opened in Denver in our second market in April of this year, and we're working on national expansion.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Got to take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you about some important dates you need to know. Back in a moment. Welcome back. If you are planning to enter the next big thing in retail competition, you need to be aware of some important dates. Listen up. This is very, very important. Now, the entry deadline is August 16th. The live presentation and judging is September 10th. The community judging is September 11th. And the winner will be announced the week of September 16th. And get this, the grand opening of the winner's business at the Meadows of Lake St. Louis is gonna be around the holiday season, right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Go big or go home.
this year. Yeah,
hopefully. Yep, that's the plan. I mean, that is when everyone's shopping. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Trial by fire.
Right.
You will see me hopping around the Meadows. This is my favorite time of the year. Uh-huh. It's my favorite. And we encourage everyone to get in there, everyone to enter. Even if you don't have a chance, you've got a chance. I mean, you just met three of the 12 judges. They're amazing. And our slogan is Only at the Meadows. So we want you to be part of Only at the Meadows.
All right, so any parting words for all of our contestants out there that are thinking about jumping in?
Call me. Let's do this.
Say, just
I'm
do
ready.
It.
Just do it. Oh, yeah. Nike. I do have a Nike. That'll work. They'll let me do it.
See, you've got Nike.
I got it. Yeah. Come on. Come join all me right. and have a good time.
All right. Thank you guys so much
thank
for being
you.
Here. I
thank
appreciate
you.
It. And thank you for joining us for The Pulse of St. Louis. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, download The Pulse of St. Louis podcast in the iTunes or Google Play stores. And remember, for News 24/7, download the free Fox 2 and News 11 apps. I will see you next time.